This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly League Up podcast brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Steve Wiss, James Easton with me, Rob Daly. As usual, boys, very good luck week last week. James, 3 for 3 for you.
Yeah, 3 for 3 last week, Rob. So great week and profit for both of us last week. So we've extended the profit for the season. We were already up before last weekend, but we're up to, I think, 9 points profit now on the back of, very, very good weekend.
It was a very good week for the show. James was in magnificent form, and I made a half a unit profit. The late rain goal was certainly beneficial for us, wasn't it, James?
Yeah.
And from my perspective, I think it could have been even better if Jonathan David hadn't hit the post twice. And
it was agonising.
Yeah, and I probably should have been more braver and actually gone with my favourite pick of the week, the under in the Marseille game, which was comfortably came in.
It was brutal watching that hit the inside of the post and then Cabela score after. So lots of great stuff from last week. Should we get into this week? Let's do it. We've got six games to get to. Should we start with Paris Saint-Germain? They're the team everyone wants to have a look at. They're in action on Saturday against Troyes. They were, in an attacking sense, very good against Maccabi Haifa last night. Expected to win, of course, but the quality of the finishing I felt from Neymar, Messi and Mbappe was quite ridiculous in their victory against the Israeli champions. Steve, it's you who thinks there's some value here. What have you got?
Yeah, the pick that I'm going with here, Rob, is over 1.5 first half goals at -130. And I actually selected this pick before the PSG Maccabi Haifa game. But that match even further reinforces my confidence in this selection, because I believe that PSG, that match might enable them to regain their mojo a bit. They were loving life and it was a fantastic performance and result from them. All the big guys were in great form. And I think they'll come out hard against Troyes. You know, they're in the middle of this sort of Champions League period. There's only one more match left now. They are qualified, but they'd love to win the group. I think they'll want to get this match done and dusted quite early. And I think they'll come out hard against Troyes in the first half. Against a Troyes side who just concede a lot of goals in general. I think it's a very good chance that PSG will be leading comfortably at the interval. If we look at their record in first half goals this season, 9 of their matches have contained over 1.5 in the first half and 8 have contained under. So it's generally a 50-50 split. But in Troyes away games, 5 of their 6 games have all contained at least 2 goals by halftime. They said their defense is not very good. And I just feel like sometimes it's hard to get a bit of value on PSG games, but I feel like this is one of those fixtures where they're against a soft defense, they'll come out strong. And I don't actually underestimate Troyes here. I think they are +112 to score a goal. And I very nearly took that as well, because I actually think Troyes could get themselves on the score sheet here, mostly because I think PSG will take this match for granted a bit, certainly in the second half, and get a bit sloppy. So don't completely rule out a Troyes goal either in this first half. I actually think PSG will take it 2 or 3 nil. But it's a fairly straightforward pick, really. Over 1.5 goals in that first half is enough attacking strength against a poor defence. And I would be surprised if they don't dominate that first half. So over 1.5 first half goals, Rob, at -130.
Yeah, PSG, Rob, was one of my picks last week on the Asian handicap against Ajaccio to win. I think they're 1 point, -1.75, I think they were. So it was to win by two goals. And yeah, my thinking last week, just to go back to that, was that PSG hadn't won a game by two or more goals in their previous 6. And they've got so much quality up front that was never going to continue for very long, that type of run. So I think we saw that last weekend. And then I tipped them up again. I did the Champions League show this week against Maccabi Haifa, again on the Asian handicap, because you just feel those guys up front have run back into form now, like they were at the start of the season. So I'd say anything on goals in PSG's favour on this game would be worth looking at. And yeah, the way they played in midweek in the Champions League, there's so much fluency and precision about what they're doing at the moment. You fear for Troyes a little bit, because as Steve says, they do concede goals. They're susceptible to doing that. I think yeah, they play a sort of a back five, back three, back five system, depending where the defenders, the wing backs are. But individually, they're not great. And through the centre of that defence, they're not great. So if the PSG guys up front play like they have in the last two games, I think Troyes could be in trouble here.
Yeah, there was. I think that's the thing that we saw at the start of the season, and we thought we were going to see a bit more. We were talking about that Neymar, Messi, Mbappe thing looking a bit like the Suarez front three from Barcelona days, and we saw some of that interplay last night, didn't we? I think it was, yes. Was it especially Neymar's goal where all three of them were just moving like this towards the goal, and then Neymar finished it off. A quick one. I'll put this to you, Steve, as this is your pick. So Paris Saint-Germain joined on 11 points with Benfica in their Champions League group. Paris Saint-Germain go to Juventus, who are fighting to stay in Europe at all, match day six. Benfica go to Maccabi Haifa. What do PSG... Because winning the group is an advantage. For people who say, well, any team's a tough team in the round of 16, you look historically through the Champions League, it's harder to progress if you finish second in your group. It's just a fact. So, and we haven't seen much rotation of the front three. Is there any risk that PSG will do something unusual, surprise him with the team selection, perhaps even take Troyes for granted before the game even kicks off?
No, I think what they'll do is that I think they want to get the match done and dusted and won by, say, the hour mark, 70th minute, and then take players off. Yeah, hopefully, from my perspective, they go to Juventus and Mbappe scores a hat-trick, because I tipped Mbappe to be top scorer in the UCL on
That's
the
going well, isn't it?
Outright show. And hopefully Haaland's going to get rested for Man City in his final game. So let's get Kylian some goals.
Oh, yes, you've won their group. Yes, Mbappe, he is the top scorer, isn't he? I think,
he is at the moment.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, nice. Look at that. The boys across all competitions right now, picking out winners. All right, let's go to... James, let's get to one of your picks. Steve's always a greedy guts with his pick. He always has so many on the running order. Let's go to... which one's one of yours? Should we switch to Sunday? Let's go to Rennes in fourth. They take on Montpellier. What do you want to do here?
Yes, Rennes-Montpellier. I've backed Rennes here, Rob, on the Asian handicap. So it's Rennes with a minus 1.25 goal start on the Asian handicap. So to simplify that, if Rennes win by a single goal, you'll lose half your stakes and you'll get half your stakes returned. If they win by two or more goals, whatever the score is, if they win by two or more, you'll make a profit. So the thinking here is that Rennes will have enough quality in attack and enough desire as well, I think, which is something we're seeing from Rennes at the moment, to win well rather than just win and sit back. On a 1-0 lead, they're not a team that will do that. So although we haven't actually had that many clear wins from Rennes so far this season, actually, statistically, they are fully capable of doing that. And they're in great form. I think they've won five out of the last six. I think they're five wins and a draw from six in League One. So on paper, they're League One's form team. Great momentum. I don't think they've lost now since August. And they're a top three, a potential top three team, Rennes, in League One this season. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And specifically on the goals, I've mentioned this before, but they have got both quality and numbers in attack. They've got three goal scorers in this squad who are all capable of getting into double figures for goals in League One this season. They've got Martin Terrier, who's sort of a striker, often plays left wing, who got 21 goals last year, should get comfortably into double figures again this season. They've got Amin Guiri, France under 21 striker, who's in great form going into this game. And they've got Arnaud Kalimuendo, who was a PSG striker last year, but was on loan at Lens, who they've paid about £20 million for. That's how good they think he is and can be. So they've got three players there who are in form, fighting to get in the team, fighting to show what they can do. And it's giving Rennes a real edge up front. And I think against a Montpellier side who have been defensively poor all season, this is a great chance for Rennes not only to win the game, but to win it by two goals. So that's my thinking there. And just one final thing on Montpellier. their best goal scorer, Eli Wai, is suspended this weekend. Now, this is a guy who has been in fantastic form, scored a great overhead kick for them last weekend against Lyon, which took him on to 6 goals for the season in League One. He's out. So that obviously reduces the chances of Montpellier scoring. They do have other players in that squad, Wabi Kazri, Mavi Didi, even Savanier, who can score goals, but their chances of scoring this weekend are undoubtedly reduced. And that just increases the chances of Rennes potentially winning this game by 2 goals. So I think there's a lot of factors here going into the match in Rennes' favour. And yeah, I'm happy to back them at minus 118 with this Asian handicap pick.
What do you think, Steve?
I was just kind of reminiscing about Eli Wahi, who scored a week after I backed him any time. And it'll be the same with Jonathan David this weekend, no doubt, as well. But Montpellier are managerless, aren't they? Is it Romain Pitau is currently in charge, yes, interim? And I think Rennes should win this game. They've served us well on this show recently, haven't they? They've earned us a lot of profit. And the score, well, the thing with Rennes, they've got a lot of goals in them. So they could still concede you a goal here, James, and still cover the handicap. So I do like the selection.
They're great to watch. You know, they've built a squad, which it's not that it's defensively poor, but they did, we said very early in the season, they lost their centre-back pairing from last season. So it's taken a bit of time for that to improve. And they've lost Joe Rodden to suspension recently. Although I actually think the replacement at centre-back, Christopher Wu, is probably just as good. But there's a bit of instability there. They've lost Baptiste Santamaria, who sat in front of the back four in midfield. They've lost him until 2023. To injury, which has made them a little bit more vulnerable. So they're really reliant on outscoring the opposition rather than shutting games down. And when you look at the squad, that actually works for them because of the way they've built it. So they're always an entertaining watch, Ren. You always get good moments from them and chances and goals. And I think, you know, that will be the case again, I think, this weekend.
Okay, Steve, let's go to one of yours next. Let's do this one relatively quickly. Monaco Angers on Sunday. So 7th versus 20th. Monaco, never know what to expect from them, really. Beaten 4-3 by Lille, dramatic game, 2-2 at halftime. And they're in European action on Thursday. Now, you've gone for over 2.5 goals. Talk to me about the pick and the price and why this is one of your main picks this week.
Yeah, this is probably one of the most boring picks of the whole, of any show we've done this year on here. It's at minus 177. I probably would have taken over 3 goals on the Asian lines, but they weren't available when I was had to put my picks in. But even then, I actually think over 2.5 goals, sometimes you're better off just keeping it very simple and taking the winner when it comes. But they should be at least 3 goals in this game. I feel like it's like Groundhog Day, isn't it, with Angers every single week here. 2 clean sheets all season, 29 goals conceded. They've conceded 3+ goals on 7 occasions, so Monaco could cover this goal line on their own, really. Angers themselves, though, always usually good for a goal, scored at least 1 goal in 9 of their 12 games, and their XG is not too bad, actually, 18.56. The thing with Monaco, we don't tend to pick them very often because you just don't know which version of them is going to show up. Yeah. And they were away in Europe this week at Ferencváros in Hungary. It's a bit of a difficult place to go for atmosphere-wise, so that they might be potentially flat here, but Angers' defence is so poor that Monaco should still feast. I wouldn't trust them to win necessarily, and it wouldn't shock me entirely if Angers actually got a result in this game in some form. But just look at Monaco. They actually have the 6th worst expected goals against in the league, which is pretty shocking for a big club, isn't it? You know, they have conceded several goals, but at the other end of the field, they've scored 23 themselves. And you would imagine the likes of Ben Yedder, should be able to get themselves on the score sheet here. So either way, I think there's at least 3 goals. The price isn't the greatest, but do you know what? I'll take this winner and just run with this roughly over half a unit profit. I think sometimes you're best to keep it simple. And I struggle to see how this match doesn't have goals in it.
Okay, so we've touched upon the fact that they lost 4-3 to Lille, and that brings us nicely to the Sunday night game, and it's a cracker to finish the weekend, as it generally is on in Ligue 1. Lyon versus Lille. Lille have won 3 in a row for the first time in more than a year. Very quickly, Steve, I'll go to you first. This is James's pick. The Sunday evening picks, you don't like them anymore.
It's not that I don't like them. I just haven't had much. I feel I've not had much luck in them. Sometimes you need a bit of rubber the green. You know, the Jonathan David, you might as well get on him to score any time this week now, because it's guaranteed to happen after last week. So, I'll tell you what, if I didn't have any bets on the late game this year, this show would be even more in profit.
All right. So, James, what have you got here? What should Steve be doing?
Yeah, well, what should we be doing on this game? I'm back in Lille on this game. It's at Lyon, and I'm back in Lille on the Asian handicap with a plus 0.5 goal start, which means that you've got two out of the three outcomes in your favour. If it's a draw, you make a profit. If Lille win, you make a profit. I should say there's an alternative way of placing the same bet here in a different market, which is the double chance market. So you can bet Lille or tie. It's the same thing. So it's essentially having a bet on Lyon not to win the game. And the main reason was the price. I thought Lyon are simply too short to win this match, looking at the quality and the form of the two sides. With my pick, Lille plus 0.5 Asian handicap, you can get minus 116. I think the chances of them avoiding defeat are actually pretty good. They're in great form, as you've said, Rob. They've won three on the run. And the 4-3 win against Monaco last weekend, it's funny, really, because they were actually probably a bit better than that. They handed Monaco two of their goals on a plate with a goalkeeper mistake and a defensive mistake. Now, you can argue if you're a team that does things like that, then you're not great. But, you know, are they likely to make such calamitous mistakes again? I think it's unlikely.
And there was a substantial, my memory, the shot count was, it was substantially different.
Was it?
Yeah, 20-9. I mean, they did fashion a lot, didn't they?
They did, and for spells in that game going forward, they were terrific. You know, there's been a lot of praise since the match for Remy Cabella, who came in over the summer at Lille to play in that number 10 position as a free agent, and he was tremendous last week, really running the game for them. And they've got obviously Jonathan David, and Jonathan Bamba played well running off him. Adam Unas has given the team real balance, playing on the right wing in the 4-2-3-1 that they're using. So I think going to Lyon this weekend in that sort of form, I think they'll be really confident. And I think one of the problems that Laurent Blanc has got, it's the first time I think we've talked about Lyon since Laurent Blanc came in as manager, but he's changed the tactics. So he's changed the shape of this Lyon side. They were playing a back four under the previous manager. He's changed to, I suppose it's a 3-4-1-2, but it's certainly a back three. And the thinking there is to try to get Lacazette and Dembele in the team up front as a two. And he sort of worked back from that and decided a back three is a way to do it. I think the problem that they've got is the three that they've got are just not very good. It's not really a tactical issue. They don't have a huge stock of great centre-backs at Lyon. And I think they will give away chances. And in Laurent Blanc's two games in charge, they conceded three at Rennes in his first match. They lost 3-2. They conceded against Montpellier last weekend, although they won 2-1. So I think Lille, having scored and played really well last week, will be relishing the chance to run at that back three at Lyon, and should get chances. And just quickly, on Lyon's home form, if you look at their home form, it looks pretty good. They've won four, drawn one, and lost one. If you look at the four games they've won, three of them were against the teams who are currently the bottom three. So they've had the easiest home fixtures. They've beaten Ajaccio, Auxerre, and Angers, and they're in the bottom three.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, and the fourth win was against Troyes, who are bottom half. So the only times previously this season they've played teams who are in the top half, they've lost, which was PSG, and they've drawn, which was against Toulouse. So that Lyon home league table standing.
Misleading, maybe.
It is misleading. This is one of the better teams they faced. And I think it will be a real test for this new look side under Laurent Blanc. And I think, yeah, Lille should be quietly confident they can avoid defeat. So that's my tip.
What do you think to that, Steve?
It's good to see James having an underdog.
Yes.
I mean, we had cats on the show last week, but we don't often get a dog on this show, do we? So...
it makes me uncomfortable, but occasionally just
you don't like it.
I don't like betting on against teams that have just changed their manager myself, and I can't get Lyon at all this season. So I don't know. I hope but Jonathan David will score, which is good news for
that is good news.
Okay, let's get to two more picks, one each. Steve, do you want to do this half unit pick you've got? Nantes versus Clermont, 15th versus 9th Sunday. What have you seen here?
Half a unit. This is my value player of the week. And the bet is Clermont team total over 1.5 goals at plus 210. And I'll give you four reasons here, Rob. Number one, I actually don't think Nantes are a very good side this season. They're in 15th place, just 2 wins in 12. Secondly, they're playing in Europe on Thursday, home to Karabag. And we know they've struggled to mix domestic and European form this year, so they might be a bit flat. Thirdly, Albin Lafont, the goalkeeper, suspended after a ridiculous sort of melee to end last week's game against Nice. An incredible stat, actually. He's only the second Nantes keeper to get a red card in the last 30 years. The other was Mikel Landreau in 2006. Yeah. So, and Lafont is a massive, but I think he's probably their best, most important player. Yeah. He's so annoying sometimes. I'm often reluctant to bet against Nantes and take the goals in Nantes game just because of him. So Remy de Camp is going to be taking over, getting the gloves. Never even had any league minutes before. He's played in the Belgian top flight, but this is a guy who was from the PSG Youth Academy. And fourthly, I think Clermont are quite a good away side. They're underrated, they're well coached, and they're coming off a loss last week, which I think will make them more focused. So it's a bit of value here. I certainly think Clermont will score at least one goal. And it's just a question if can they convert for a second one. So I think over 1.5 Clermont goals at plus 210 is just too big to ignore in these circumstances. The goalkeeper being suspended is a huge factor in this game.
That's the kind of information we need on the show. And team totals did all right for you last week, didn't they?
They've done well for me this season, to be honest. Yeah.
Both came in. Your last one, please, James. Brest versus Rams, 17th versus 14th. Actually, sorry, forgive me. Have you both got picks here?
Yeah. Let James have the lead.
Sorry. Okay, but similar energy, I suppose, to the two picks. So, James, you go first.
Yes, Brest versus Rams. So I've gone on over 2.5 goals, which is minus 107. There's no real stats on this particular bet, which are standout. So if you look at the games these two teams have played so far, 13 out of 24 have had over 2.5 goals, which suggests the price is maybe about right. Main reason I'm doing this, Robert, and went for it, was actually the manager situation, which is slightly counterintuitive, you could say. They're both without managers at the moment, but I think it's actually made them a bit more open. So Brest lost 4-1 at Nantes in their first game without their manager, were all over the place defensively. Then last week, in order to correct that, they just went for it at Clermont and won 3-1. They do actually have some quality in attack to Brest, and they showed that last week. So I don't think the interim managers, who are interim, they're not contenders for the job. I don't think they've got a plan, but I think they saw how badly they defended 2 weeks ago, and they just went for it last week. And against a better attacking side, I think they would have probably conceded more. So I expect them to be open. And very quickly on Rants, they've got a guy in charge now, Will Still, who is the assistant manager to the sacked manager. He is a contender to maybe be the full-time boss. He's going to be in charge until the World Cup, so he's sort of on trial at the moment. And he's actually come out and said he wants his Rants team to be more proactive. He felt they were not doing enough in games. They were not trying to boss games and make the play. So I think he'll look at this game, if that's his approach to coaching, and think this is a winnable match because they're playing a weaker side. So I think Rants won't go here and sit back. I think they'll have a go at it. And yeah, so I can see a game here between two sides who do have goals in them. We should say Rants have played really well in the final third in some matches. So that was my thinking. It's really the way the two teams at the moment are set up. In a league, I should say, we're averaging, I think, it's about 60% over 2.5 goals across all games in League One. So it's an open, high-scoring league. And yeah, that was my thinking on this.
Yeah, my pick for the game is both teams to score at minus 136. I just want to add a couple of things about the manager situation. Brest have got three guys in charge. Julien Lecoeur, who's the goalkeeping coach, Ivan Borgis and Bruno Grogi. And those guys have got 480 Brest appearances between them. So they've really got the heart of the club. They really love this club. And I think there's a lot more passion. I noticed a lot of passion in that game against Clermont last week. They had an XG of nearly three, so they really went for it. So I certainly like the direction they're going in. And in terms of Rams, Will Still, great name for a coach. He is fighting for potentially the job because the Guingamp boss, the Ligue 2 boss, Stéphane Dumont, is strongly linked with Rams. And I think he wants to make a good impression. Both teams have had a lot of both teams to score matches this season. And Brest have not had a single clean sheet. So I think both teams score. I think overs also is a very good bet for this game. So I think this is the one match we're both very much aligning on, aren't we, here this week, James? So hopefully it's a high-scoring contest.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I like that one. Okay, boys, let's have a quick look at your picks for the week with our handy new graphics. So here we go. There's Steve's pick, say, including his, what was the half unit pick again?
The half unit pick is Clermont to score over 1.5 goals. Hopefully they can feast against a backup goalkeeper.
I don't think Steve does the pick of the week anymore. So James, what do you like from yours? What would be your stand-up pick?
Yeah, of mine, it would be Rennes this week, Rob. The Rennes minus 1.25 Asian handicap. I fancy them strongly against Montpellier.
Okay. Boys, great work. As always, a reminder, all the prices are available on the Bet Rivers website. If you want more from Steve and James and all the experts on the shows as well, follow the guys on Twitter at Because We Win. We'll be back next week for round 14 with the best performing show on the Bet Rivers Network.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League One on the Bet Rivers Network.